This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Parts of this pandemic economy make some sense in their lackluster performance. Just for instance, like car and truck sales being down more than 30% in the just ended second quarter over a year ago. Makes some sense, obviously, because if you're not driving much in quarantine, one does not need a new car or a truck. Now, though, even though people are mostly allowed to go out again, one might reasonably imagine general economic agita would keep the near and medium-term future of the car and truck business grim. But one would be wrong if one thought that. There's a new report out showing people are starting to look at cars even as more essential than before, in part to avoid taking public transit and ride shares. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has that one.
Doug Gordon lives in Brooklyn, and he's never really seen the need for a car before. But now, he and his family are considering getting one to escape the city. Not hugely surprising until you learn how anti-car he is.
If someone like me, who literally hosts a podcast called The War on Cars, is entertaining the idea of getting a car, certainly then people who are not as well-versed in a lot of the issues and the problems surrounding automobile use in cities, they're probably thinking of it too.
And there's new data to back that up. A survey due out tomorrow from auto buying portal Car Gurus looks at consumer sentiment around vehicle buying. Madison Gross from the firm says, before the pandemic, a lot of the talk was about the end of personal car ownership.
But right now, all of the data I see is really indicating that we're moving in the opposite direction, where cars are even more relied upon.
39% of people planning to buy cars are looking to avoid ride sharing. Nearly half say they want to avoid public transit. And when everyone goes back to offices, this trend could increase. Michael Simons from Elucid, a research firm.
44% of people who take public transit cited public transit as their top concern about returning to the office.
By the way, Simon's another previously car-free Brooklyn resident, and he's just leased a car. But Rebecca Lindland has been an auto industry analyst for long enough to have seen previous trends come and go, like in 2008 when people started buying small, fuel-efficient cars.
That only lasted 3 to 4 months, and then they went back to buying a vehicle that suited their wants and needs.
If parking and traffic become tough, then the shine might fade from private car ownership. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.